Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, because today is Mother's Day, I thought I would just speak about some women in the Bible and the role they played in God's plan for salvation. Women have been an integral part of God's work since the beginning of time, and the stories in the Bible are both inspiring and instructive for us as followers of Christ. Let us begin by looking at the first woman in the Bible, Eve. She was created by God as a companion for Adam, and together they were to fulfill God's command to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Genesis 1:28. But Eve was deceived by the serpent and disobeyed God's command, bringing sin and death into the world. Despite her sin, Eve was not abandoned by God. He promised her that from her offspring would come one who would crush the serpent's head. That's out of Genesis 3:15. His promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who was born of a woman, Mary. So let's read some of that there. So be out of Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, for this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. We read about the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and telling her that she would bear a son who would be called the Son of God. Despite the challenges and risks involved in being an unwed mother in a society that valued purity and honor, Mary responded to God's call with faith and obedience, saying, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Mary's example reminds us of the importance of trusting God's plan for our lives, even when it may not make sense or seem difficult, as we read in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trusting in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Mary's cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant with a miraculous child, also played an important role in God's plan. When Mary went to visit her, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed a blessing over Mary and went to visit her. When Mary went to visit her, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed a blessing over Mary and her unborn child. Luke 1:41-45. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ear, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." This encouragement is a beautiful example of how women can encourage and support one another in their faith. Another woman who demonstrated great faith and courage in the Bible is Esther. She was a Jewish woman who became queen of Persia and was used by God to save her people from destruction, despite the danger to her own life. Esther was willing to approach the king and plead for her people. Esther 4:16. "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Her story reminds us that God can use anyone regardless of their background or circumstances to accomplish his purpose. Another woman in the Bible is Mary Magdalene. She was a follower of Jesus and was present at his crucifixion and burial. On the morning of the third day, Mary went to the tomb and found it empty. Jesus appeared unto her and commissioned her to go tell his disciples that he had risen from the dead. John 20:11-18. "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she supposed him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Mary's encounter with the risen Christ is a powerful reminder that we too can have a personal relationship with Jesus and be commissioned to share the good news of his resurrection with others. In addition to these women, there are many other women in the Bible whose stories are worth exploring. For example, Ruth was a Moabite woman who became a widow after her husband died. She decided to follow her mother-in-law Naomi to Bethlehem, leaving behind her own family and culture. There, Ruth gleaned in the fields to provide food for herself and Naomi. She met Boaz, a wealthy landowner and relative to Naomi, who showed her kindness and eventually redeemed her by marrying her. Through this union, Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David, an important figure in Israel's history and lineage of Jesus Christ. Ruth's story is a powerful testimony to the faithfulness of God and the importance of showing kindness and compassion towards others. The story of Ruth also shows how God can use unexpected people and situations to bring about his plan for our lives. Ruth was a foreigner and a widow, considered by many in Israel to be an outsider. Yet God used her obedience and faithfulness to bless her and her descendants and to play a role in the fulfillment of his plan of salvation for all people. Ruth's decision to follow Naomi to Bethlehem, her faithfulness in providing for her mother-in-law, and her willingness to trust in God's provision, even when she had nothing, are all qualities that inspire us to live out our own faith with courage and grace. Deborah was a judge and prophetess who led the Israelites in battle against their enemies. Priscilla and Phoebe were women who served as leaders in the early Christian church. Lydia was a wealthy businesswoman who opened her home to Paul and his companions. Throughout the Bible, we see that God values women and uses them for his purpose. Women are not simply bystanders in God's story. They are active participants in response to God's call. Their stories remind us to surrender to God's will and trust in His promises. In conclusion, the women in the Bible played important roles in God's plan for salvation, from Eve, who brought sin into the world, to Mary, who gave birth to our Savior, to Esther, who saved her people, to Mary Magdalene, who witnessed the risen Christ. These women demonstrate faith, courage, and obedience in the face of difficult circumstances. Let us be inspired by the example and strive to follow God's will for our own lives, regardless of the challenges we may face. Thank you. That's all I have.